All right, we are back. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. Thanks to Mayor Monty Richardson and Lander Police Chief Scott Peters for coming in today and chatting with us. Our next guests in studio right now are Jason and Patty Baldez from the Wind River Native Advocacy Center. They're here to promote the annual meeting, which is happening on the 30th. Folks, how are you doing this morning?
Doing good, thank you.
Doing good, Zom Bechu. Good morning.
Good morning. So you guys represent the Wind River Native Advocacy Center. Could you first explain what that is for our listeners who don't know real quick?
Sure. We're a nonprofit. It's been established since 2016. Our goal and our vision is to empower Native Americans of Wyoming to just have a stronger voice in all of areas of life. The annual meeting tonight is our tomorrow is specific for recruiting members and providing opportunities for such things as going to the legislature to help lobby. We have a lot of outdoor activities with teepee lodges, ice fishing, things like that in store for the coming year.
That sounds amazing. And people can come to that meeting tomorrow and then possibly join?
Yes. The meeting is free to all. You do not have to join to come. The required fee is $10 per adult. All youth can join. When you become a member, like I said, there's just opportunities available, but the meeting will be full of information, collaborators that throughout the county actually that we work with will be there with booths, informational booths, with prizes as well and games.
Oh, cool.
So you can expect
family that. Event kind of
yes,
thing.
Yes, very much so. All ages. Lander Art Center will be there. Both Windrip White Buffalo and Eastern Shoshone Recovery programs will be there. Fish and Game, Tribal Fish and Game, and Wind River 4-H. There will be a couple presentations. I'll let Jason speak to that a little bit here in a sec regarding the buffalo. And our board chairman, Cherokee Brown, will also be doing a presentation regarding intergenerational trauma and just the history of where we are right now and how we can become empowered with that in mind. So we'll also be offering two tours, but I'll let Jason talk about more.
Okay, yeah, as I saw the ads for flyers for what those tours were going to be, I was really interested in how that came to be as well.
Yeah, so here's Jace.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity to visit with you a little bit about the event tomorrow and getting more community members engaged with opportunities around Wind River Native Advocacy Center, but also around our tribal buffalo programs. So the Northern Arapaho tribe has 32 buffalo, and the Eastern Shoshone tribe has 66. In my capacity with National Wildlife Federation, we've built resolution-based support with both tribes to work on restoring buffalo to our communities. And so tomorrow.
Yeah, I was at that event, the second one. You did an amazing job leading that buffalo release. That was an amazing ceremony.
Well, the buffalo, they speak for themselves. So
they kind of led that one.
Well, just having them back is a very, very special thing for us, and to be a part of growing that program to really reconnect our community, especially our young people, with buffalo and the history that we have and how important they are for us in the future. So tomorrow we'll be able to take folks out to be able to see them, both tribes' herds, and just experience that for themselves. And
where can people meet up for that?
So we'll be planning to meet at Morton, and Morton is the home of the Wind River Tribal Buffalo Initiative, a new organization working to reconnect our people with buffalo. And so that Morton is essentially the headquarters for that.
Okay.
And so we'll meet there and tour the Shoshone tribe's buffalo and then move forward with the meeting.
What time should people show up?
9:30 is what we've got on the flyer and going around on Facebook posts.
Okay.
And that will give plenty of time to sign up and become a member or just visit about what the day's going to look like, and then we'll depart at 10.
Okay.
To go out to the Shoshone Buffalo, come back and proceed with the meeting, and then towards the end of the meeting, then we'll make our way over to the Arapaho Buffalo and tour them as well.
It sounds like there's going to be tons of information that people are going to gain out of that.
I think so. You know, the Wind River Native Advocacy Center, a very important organization for our community members to know about and belong to. And then collaborating, you know, Patty and I work together on various stuff. So the buffalo is foundational for everything for us. You know, and for our grandmas and grandpas, it was life's commissary. It was everything. So in a contemporary context, we can recreate that again and make sure that our young people are knowledgeable about how important that is.
And make sure that that tradition and that aspect of your culture doesn't get lost.
That, and also it's the most nutritional food source, and it's food sovereignty. So as we restore these animals to our communities, it's ensuring that we have adequate food, because we feel that that is a treaty right that was taken away from us. You know, the buffalo, the demise of 30 to 60 million buffalo was as a way to disenfranchise Native people. And so we still feel the effects of that, and that's what Cherokee Brown is going to talk about, that intergenerational trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So buffalo is a foundation for all of our healing. Again, it's also very important to get that back into our diet. And so buffalo meat will help in time with our health-related issues, mm-hmm. like diabetes and heart disease and other health-related issues that can be mitigated by having a healthier diet based in buffalo.
It's not about just something to eat. It's about everything you just mentioned, about the history, the context, moving forward with the importance of it.
Buffalo are a keystone species. They are ecosystem engineers, but they've been removed from the landscape. So as we restore buffalo, we're also restoring the land and the plant and animal communities. So very, very, it's kind of a paradigm shift to recognize the importance of these animals again and allowing them to exist in places outside of parks and refuges and private ranches. And tribes have a real stake in that, and we here at Wind River are helping to lead that effort.
Well, it sounds like you guys are making tons of strides, and you did mention that at tomorrow's meeting there's going to be a couple presentations, correct?
Yeah, and I'll let Patty talk. I'll give one presentation around buffalo and the importance of our communities, and then Patty has some ideas for what Cherokee will talk about.
Perfect.
Yeah, Cherokee's presentation will start at 1, right after lunch, and it's very interactive. It's something that we really want to promote the feeling. You know, in most meetings and things that we're involved with, we get to the point of feeling, and then we stop. We stop talking, you know, we veer. So the whole point of it is to feel, to be able to open to what buffalo offer us and who we are. And it really does help, I think, bring us to a place of who we are and identity. And good or bad, you know, it's not a pleasant presentation. At the end, we all feel, you know, you all feel a little bit different and changed for the better. But it's intense, but it's all about feeling.
I think that's important, though. I mean, not just with this subject, but many. Just because it's intense or just because it's unpleasant doesn't mean you shouldn't face it forward and
exactly
figure out the how to navigate those waters.
Sure, and it's all for the good of us. You know, it will help us all move forward in a way where we're all on the same page and helping one another. One of our programs that we're going to be promoting is called Help Me, Help You, Help Us. And it's primarily focused with women of all ages and the lodge. There are numerous lodges in our lives, but the teepee lodge is what we're going to focus on. And, you know, there's so much that entails and what we are as women and our obligations and our roles. So it's just a learning experience for myself as well as all those that will choose to be involved. The presentations are really just parallel the good feelings that the buffalo bring. Along with all of this, we'll be having, you know, it'll be pretty fun. We will be electing a couple board members. So if you are interested in becoming a board member of RENAC is what we call it for short, but the Advocacy Center, you can have that opportunity as well. To be able to be eligible to vote and be a board member, you will have to become a member. We we will be having cakewalks. Our Eagle Drum from the Arapaho Tribe will be there to have music. We will have prayer, of course, at the beginning of the event. And a good friend, Johnny Oberly, will be there playing music as well.
Awesome.
And I want to mention specifically a group that that the advocacy has been working with, and that's Wyoming Outdoor Council. And good folks that work there are Citizens for the Red Desert. And we want to focus on the Red Desert and the land and what that brings to our identity as well. And, you know that there aren't boundaries when it comes to feeling and working the good fight to protect, conserve, and just bring awareness to everyone's lives concerning these great landscapes. And the reservation as well. So it's all about sharing relationships, building relationships, having a good time. We hope that everyone is vaccinated, and masks won't be required, but are definitely expected. It's a respectful thing to do, we feel. So if you show up at 9:30, and I think you'll enjoy the whole day. It we probably end up finishing around 4.
Yeah, I saw that. It starts at 10 sharp and ends at 4 dull.
Yes.
I love that line. That gave me a good one.
Yeah, and we were starting at noon, but lucky for us that just that having out there, we were able to add the Arapaho Buffalo Tour, which we haven't done before, and it's really amazing. I hope everyone can experience at least one of the tours. All of it will be beneficial, but we will have lunch. And we aren't serving buffalo, of course, but we will have lunch and snacks and, just come being prepared to share your best self,
Yeah.
There's nothing to be expected, but just some information and maybe new friends.
And real quick, again, what are the times and places that people need to meet?
Yes, we call it Buffalo Camp, and it's in Morton. That's at 10929 U.S. Highway 26. It's directly south of Morton Lake or Pilot Butte Reservoir.
Okay.
You really can't miss it. There's a church and a big blue house. You'll pull in. I hope to have some sort of signage out there. People will be able
gotcha.
To.
Okay.
But it is really the only place in Morton.
Yeah.
So
where you see more than one car, you'll know that that's the place to go.
And, yes, if you come at 9:30, we'll be ready for you at 9 if you want to. But we plan to start the tour right at 10. So, you can plan on getting there and just waiting in your vehicle and lining up, because it will be a caravan style tour.
Okay.
When we get out with the buffalo, depending on where they are, there might be a possibility of a trailer ride closer to the buffalo on a big flatbed trailer, but that all just depends on where the buffalo are located.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And there is a small area that, I would prefer a higher clearance vehicle, but most vehicles are suitable to get where we need to go.
Okay.
Definitely not cars, but SUVs, Subarus, things of that.
You'll be fine.
Work. Yeah. The 10 a.m. sharp is when I hope to start.
And then the actual meeting starts when again?
Well, after the tour, which will we gave ourselves some time. One big point we want to do is not rush the tours. And while we're out there, you are allowed to get out of your vehicle and photograph. I always say if you choose to go closer, just make sure I'm close so I can video the whole thing.
You want to get that viral video out there before anyone else does. Yeah.
I'm not bossy, so I'm not going to tell you what to do. Just hope we all have good enough judgment. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but then after the tour, which would be about an hour, we'll go back and Jason will do his presentation, which will really help bring it all together and see, the land and being able to understand what the whole restoration is bringing to us. And then we'll have lunch.
Perfect.
And then we'll go into the next presentation. And during lunch, we'll be, having cakewalks and prizes and a lot of interaction. There will be T-shirts. We don't have all the greatest sizes, but the first few people that can show up will definitely get a T-shirt.
Awesome.
Stickers, fun things like that. But just hopefully you can make it. It'll be a great day.
It sounds like it will be. I wish I could go to it. If I wasn't working, I would be at the thing the whole day tomorrow. Before you guys get out of here, I did want to ask about how the holiday hand drum parade went, because that was the first one that was ever done, correct?
Well, it was pretty remarkable. It ended up we didn't get, we had three floats altogether.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me feel good. We didn't have the main float like we managed, or the parade like we had planned, mm-hmm. because there were only three floats and it was really cold. So we ended up having six hand drummers and we put them on the first float and we went through Ethity. The Wind River PD was so helpful. Like, they were part of the parade. They did great in helping with the traffic. And we went through the village they sang, and it was beautiful. People were outside on their porches waving and smiling and dancing. And it just rang through the village. You could hear the drums off the homes. It really turned out beautiful.
Good.
We ended with stopping at the station, the Ethity station there, to just sing. They just sang, and the crowd and my parents are, you know, in their mid-70s, but they're ready to get out there and dance. It was just made everyone feel great.
Yeah, it's infectious at that point.
It was. It was remarkable. And I said it was cold. A mom pulled up, and she was so eager to have her son signed up that within 20 minutes she had left and come back, and she had her truck decorated, and she had a drum.
Oh.
And she, you know, she was ready to have him in there, paying the entry fee. Like, just the participation, like, it gave me the chills just now thinking about it, mm-hmm. because everyone was happy and smiling, and we did share our best selves that day too. It turned out great. We're excited for
next
year.
And
you
are hoping that's going to be an annual thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And because it brought so much feel good, we want to do it in all the communities through from Fort Washakie to Riverton, you know, bring that. And I know we have hand drummers out there that would love to be a part of it. It was beautiful.
Yeah. So if any of our listeners, are hearing this and want to be involved, they can reach out to you, correct?
Correct. And these opportunities are, you know, ideas that are brought within the organization. But if you have an idea and you want to run with it, come to me and we can probably make that happen too. I mean, if there's a will, there's a way, and it's just making yourself powerful and sharing. So hope to see you there.
I hope everyone can make it. Before you guys get out of here, was there anything else that you guys wanted to mention to the public before we leave?
I don't think so. I think that's good. Just safe travels. We'll see you tomorrow.
Safe travels. See you tomorrow. It's going to be an amazing event. Thank you both for coming in here today.
Thank you.